Good morning. Hope your morning's off to a great start. Thanks for sharing with us here on KCOV. Well, there was a lot of citizen input at the city council last night as the council considered a proposal to buy the Newton Inn at the southeast corner of the Highway 14 and Interstate 80 interchange. City plans to demolish the two-story motel, make the land available for new development. Purchase price $495,000. A lot of people question spending that much money to take down the hotel, which according to city staff has been the site of very frequent police and EMS calls over the recent months. BJM Hotels Incorporated owns the motel. Now, to pay for the acquisition, which is about $500,000, and the demolition, which is expected to be another $500,000, the city will borrow money from the Water Pollution Control Fund and the General Fund. Those funds then would be paid back with bond revenue the city is going to receive this coming spring. The 4-2 vote included City Council members Mark Hallam, who represents the First Ward, and at-large Council member Lynn Chappé voting against the acquisition. Hallam says he was concerned about the potential impact to the tax levy and felt there had to be some alternative way to take care of the problem out at the Newton Inn.
I understand the problems it's caused for the police department, for the fire department. But what I get coming back to is that we're talking about borrowing $1 million that the taxpayers will pay back. And not so much borrowing, and I know rates are low right now, so that's not so much the issue. It is, what are we giving up? What potential projects are we giving up in order to get rid of one property? And I keep coming back to the issue with me, there has to be an alternative method to improve the southeast corner of that intersection.
At-large Councilwoman Lynn Chappé agreed with Hallam, and at the end of the meeting, she thanked the citizens who spoke, some passionately asking questions and raising their concerns.
I appreciate everybody showing up tonight, and sometimes our conversations get rather contentious, and I think I would rather have our citizens have a voice, and that's what we're all here for. We do get phone calls. We do get stopped in stores and on streets and so on. But I think that direct face-to-face conversation is well worth it. We're here to understand what your concerns are. I take that very, very seriously. In fact, I know these people do too.
Mayor Mike Hansen noted that some of the acquisition and demolition costs, a small percentage, could probably be recouped from the sale of the land to a developer. And he says there's already interest in this site for a variety of uses, which he currently can't comment on.
There's interest in that particular parcel of real estate for a variety of applications. So I don't think there's going to be any shortage of investment. Or people that are interested in investing in that community or in that parcel of land, rather.
The Newton Board of Education also met last night, and the board reorganized. Mark Thayer joined the board as he was elected, along with incumbents Josh Cantu and Donna Cook, to sit on the board for the next 4 years. Ann Leonard leaving the board after a four-year term. She encouraged the board to continue work on an issue that was passionate to her, and that's the culture of the district. After Thayer, Cantu, and Cook took the oath of office, Robin Friedman was reelected to be the school board president for the next year. Cody Muse will be the vice president. One of the big things they'll be challenged with is selecting a new superintendent. It's been almost 10 and a half months since Newton students walked into the Newton Burgs Middle School to attend classes for the very first time. Since then, work has continued on various aspects of the project. But last night at the Newton School Board meeting, Jack Suttick, District Supervisor Maintenance, says there's only really one thing left to do.
The middle school is all done, but the finishing up. I think the only thing that's really left major is striping the track. I mean, we got a few odds and ends that we're still dealing with, but as far as it goes, I think it's striping the track. Yeah. They have to wait for perfect weather, and they're going to try to hit it in the next 2 days, I'm told.
Suttick also noted four other projects recently been completed as well. They are the turf replacement at H.A. Lynn Stadium, construction of the concession stand at the new softball complex, and the new parking lots, the middle school and south of the new softball field. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Van.